Milo's Money Days are here, and we're making it rain for rewards members. For the first time ever, when you make a purchase of $200 or more through July 12th, you'll get up to $30 back in extra Milo's money. Not a member yet? Join for free today, because members get more at Lowe's. Milo's Money Award varies based on status. Members in gold get 30, silver get 20, and bronze get 10. Milo's Money valid for 30 days. Restrictions and more terms at Lowe's.com/Milo's Money Days.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy Paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she had an almost telepathic relationship with her childhood best friends. However, after she passed away, her family started having paranormal activity in their house. Was it the friend?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. And yeah, 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com and get access to all of our bonus material. Ad-free episodes, advanced episodes, bonus episodes. It's all exclusively there for you on Apple Podcasts when you become a premium subscriber. Or you can get the same stuff at patreon.com/real ghost stories. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode. Did you ever have a psychic connection with a friend growing up?
No, but I did have one weird thing happen with my grandmother once.
What's
and
that?
I think that I had talked about this with you years ago, but it was, she wasn't doing well, but she'd been in the hospital for a long time. And one day I had the day off and I was just watching Days of Our Lives. And all of a sudden, it was like, I got to go see grandma. And it was 80 miles each way to go see her. It's like, I got to go right now. And it was cold out. So I get in my car. I back out of the driveway. I went to roll down my window for something. I don't know. Probably throw out a cigarette butt. Mm-hmm. And the window just fell in. So I'm like, God, I got to get this fixed. I got to get to my grandma. So I get it fixed. And so I'm like 3 hours late getting out of town. I stop by my cousin's house. And I'm like, come on, we got to go visit grandma. And she's like, what are you talking about? What are you even doing here? I go, I don't know. I got to visit grandma. So we made it and I took my cousin with me and my grandma died that night.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I think that.
You killed your grandma.
Obviously I did. I put that whole thing in motion.
Look at that. If you'd have just stayed home and didn't do shit, she'd be fine. Still be alive today, Carol.
I was not expecting you to say
Did
that.
Did you think of that? You're like, oh, it's all ghostly. No, it's not.
Great. All these years later, now I'm like, shit.
Shit. You totally were looking at it from the wrong perspective.
It was actually really cool in a weird way.
Yeah.
Because I got to go see her. I was able to talk to her. I told her how much I loved her. I had this, you know, my cousin even was like, weeks later, she called me. She's like, man, I can't thank you enough for that. I go, I don't even know what that was.
Thanks for knowing grandma was going to die. That's awesome.
Isn't that crazy? And it's like, obviously I slipped or something in the hospital, but
well, to make it all work out and look like you had this power. Yeah. I think there may be a little investigating that needs to be done here a little bit closer, because it just seems a little too coincidental. Carol really just go visit grandma. She happened to pass away at the same time. Or did Carol something special?
Did I want an episode of Dateline?
What did she put in the IV bag? Oh, wait, no, oh, we're on the wrong show. I'm so used to doing true crime now that I don't even see, I don't see Supernatural at all anymore. I'm just suspecting.
All of a sudden, I just was hearing Keith Morrison putting me into a Dateline episode there.
You're trying to tell a ghost story.
I don't even have my Dateline episode kit ready.
You're trying to tell a ghost story, and I'm trying to convict you of murder.
And now you put that thought out into the universe, so everybody's listening. It's like, I had no idea that Carol was a killer.
Well, or is she? That is no coincidence that when she visits the old home, everyone looks at her and says, there's the angel of death.
That's me. I think if you haven't picked up on that by now.
You also have the t-shirt that says Angel of Death, so it's kind of weird. People are like, that's a weird one to wear into the old folks' home.
Well, especially when you have to get your merch, like my jacket embroidered, and you have to take it in and go, I want Angel of Death.
Exactly. You never know.
They're like, are you in a biker gang? I'm like, no, I am.
I assist at an assisted living facility. This is our...
I volunteer at the nursing home.
Angel of Death Assisted Living LLC.
That is not funny, but I'm laughing.
Little Timmy got us into a new home. We're so happy. It looks really nice. Little, what is it? The village? Is it the village? No, it's called the Angel of Death LLC. They have a couple cots. It's in the back of an old Circuit City.
And then with the proper makeup, I could really, you know, like kind of make my face really white, dark.
Be great.
Under my eyes and shit.
Yeah, I mean, just think of it. There's so many places you could use to make it a really fun facility for the last little bit of time. You could like get abandoned Kmarts or things like that and put a big sign up. You have like indoor golf, all sorts of things as people are just waiting to kick it. Angel of Death. Yeah. Come and see us today. Let's go to LLC, a phone, just to make sure you're completely on the up and up. Put that right there. Very bold in the title because your accountant said to, even though it makes no sense at all, but make it really prominent. Let's go to a phone call. Hi, here you go, story. Anytime now.
Hello. I love the show. I've only been listening for about a month, but I felt compelled for the first time ever to actually share an experience that I've had. So I had my best childhood friend who I had known since kindergarten, who shares the same first name as I do. She and I had been best friends all throughout elementary school, middle school, and the first part of high school. Unfortunately, she took a different path throughout her high school years, and which resulted in my mom really not allowing us to see each other. I went on and played sports and got good grades, and she kind of went down a path not best for everyone, let's say. She and I had this extremely strong connection, and throughout high school, when we were, you know, being kind of separated by my mother, I would get these weird feelings every, you know, once in a while, every like 6 months, year, something. And I would just have this intuition, and it was extremely strong and undeniable that, I had to call her, or I had to check on her. I had to make sure she was okay. So every time I would do that and call her, check her, there had been something that was extremely traumatic and very sad that would have happened to her, like either the night before or that day, which I always felt like, well, it's just because we're best friends and we've been best friends forever. And I just chalked it up to that. Well, I guess I was about 19 years old, and it was the 3rd of July, and there was a fireworks show going on in my city, and all my friends were going, and they kept asking me, like, oh, come on, let's go, like, why? And I just kept saying, I can't. I have to check on so-and-so, and that was my friend. So I had found out through social media and what have you, where she was working, which was actually conveniently located, like, right around, like, maybe a block or two away from her house that she was at. So I just got in my car. I didn't go to the fireworks show, and I drove to her work, and it was a small gas station / ice cream shop. So I walked up to the front counter, and I said, hey, we'll just call her Jane. I said, hey, is Jane working today? I heard that she was employed here. And her coworker looked at me and basically just said, yeah, if you see her, let us know, because she was supposed to be here and she never showed up. I said, well, you know, I sat in my car and I just thought to myself, she lives about a block away. I'm just going to drive to her house and I'll just knock on the door. So I sat there and I kept contemplating it. And then I pushed away that urge to do it because I thought, you know what? It's been years since I've actually seen her. She's going to think that I'm some sort of insane stalker or super creepy. And so I drove back home. And I remember that night, my family and my boyfriend and I were just watching a movie, and I get a call from a number I didn't recognize, and it was my friend's mother. And she said, I want you to come to Jane's funeral. And I said, excuse me? She said, Jane passed away earlier today. After finding out from her mother that the same time that I was sitting in that gas station parking lot, driving by her house, and then ultimately going home, she actually was overdosing and had passed. So that happens, and I attend the funeral. Her mom had asked me to make a picture collage of, you know, our childhood, because, like I said, she wasn't close with her mother, so we had a lot of pictures. Attended the funeral, and on the way home, I was thinking to myself, please give me a sign. Please give me a sign that you're okay, that something is all right, because this is just too tragic of a loss. And get in the driveway. And this is back in the days when Netflix was mailed out in single sleeve DVD packets. So I know that dates me somewhat. But we got home, and I had very young siblings at the time, significantly younger. And my family would always order all the Disney movies and all the kids movies from Netflix. And that was the only thing we ever ordered. Well, I went to check the mailbox and get the Netflix out, and we take it up to the living room and open the package, and it is none other than the movie Requiem for a Dream. Again, I mean, obviously that was just a weird coincidental screw up on Netflix's part, but it was odd because if you know anything about the movie, it centers around heroin, which was her drug of choice. And then also, it happened to be her favorite movie that she would watch over and over and over again. After that, my family started having weird happenings throughout our house. There was a girl about my age that my stepdad actually ran into in a dark hallway, thinking it was me, and then going to my bedroom, because the entity went from the bathroom and walked to my bedroom, and he bumped into it. So he walked to my bedroom to kind of, you know, say, hey, what the heck? Why are you bumping into me and not saying anything? And he flipped on my light, my bedroom light, and I was asleep in my bed. There were times where we would open medicine cabinets and things would fly out. We had balls and toys that would fly across the room or suddenly move, you know, and this would be happening in broad daylight. All of that activity did subside over time, a gradual subsiding. It wasn't anything that was immediate. There wasn't a cleansing performed or anything of that nature. It just kind of went away. I wasn't sure whether to be comforted by this, or I didn't know if the signs that that I had perceived were given to me were that she was not in a good place or something like that. But I think about that often. And since then, I've had lots of other encounters that maybe I'll call back in and share with you.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. What's your thoughts on that story?
I think it's interesting that, like, she always had this connection, and when her friend was doing bad, she would get that feeling and want to check on her. And then when she did, it ended up she had died.
Yeah.
That's so sad. But, you know, it sounds like she had a strained relationship with her mom, to the point she had to bring, you know, put the little slideshow together with pictures, because her family had more pictures of her than her own mother.
Mm-hmm.
So I wondered, you know, with that kind of connection, when she passed, like, maybe she just went there.
Yeah.
To their house, because that's where she was comfortable and felt loved. And I kind of think it was connected.
You know, if you're just recently dead, I'm just speculating here. I don't really have any experiences of being just recently dead. But if I did, I would think that I might not really quite get what's going on yet. If, like, you're conscious and you're like, wait a second. Well, I'm gonna go somewhere safe for a little while. That would be going to a place that you're familiar with. So it may not be as ghostly of like, I want to give you a message that I'm okay. It's just more like, I'm freaking out over here. I'm dead. This is the only place I recognize as being like home.
And like her brain was probably not in good shape anyway from doing heroin.
Mm-hmm.
And her favorite movie showing up in the mailbox, which is weird since they only order Disney movies, and then they get Requiem for a Dream, which is, by the way, the darkest, most depressing movie I think I've ever seen.
I've never seen it.
Oh my God, don't.
Maybe it's the one to pick up on a good, bright, sunny day when you're like, this is going to be a good day. Let's watch this start out.
Because my friend James and I went to it one day, and we were going to go to that, and then it was like a Sunday, and so we would go to a movie and then go get a beer and a snack after the movie and then go home.
Mm-hmm.
We both got in the car and we were both like, I just want to go home. I'm so sad and depressed.
Wow.
I want to go talking after this movie. I can't. We just both went home.
That made an impact. Wow. Yeah, there's some that are like that.
And that's weird. That would be her favorite movie. But who am I to judge?
No.
It ended up kind of being the story of her life. But the fact that that movie, when all they ever get is Disney movies, and that the darkest movie, one of the darkest movies ever made, shows up.
A little much.
Yeah.
A little much.
It seems like, I just think it seems like more than a coincidence.
Yeah. I think there might have been a sign going on there from something.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. We do greatly appreciate it. If you want to share your real ghost story with us, you can do it at 855-853-4802. Or, of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want access to all of our bonus material, you can get that at ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or on our Apple Podcast page there, the premium channel. You can get access to all of it there as well. Until next time, for Carol and Tony, thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.